You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. What a bright and lovely Friday. The skies are actually clear. I'm speaking to action coach Jeevan Sahadevan on targeting better prospects. And this is our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9.
Now, according, hi there,
Frida. Hi, Jeevan. According to Jeevan, this is fish where the big fish are. And so what do you mean by targeting better prospects? And why is this important?
Okay, well, let's look at it this way. It's all about targeting your best buyers versus all buyers. Very often what businesses actually do is that they target just about anyone out there that they can target. If it's business to consumer, then it's in terms of their retail clients, individuals, they'll target just about any individual that can actually walk into their shop. If it's B2B, you're looking at just about any business out there that can come and buy from you. That's a very wide scope. And the challenge with that is when you target all buyers, you're not maximizing your efforts or your strategy. Simply put, let me put it this way. Best buyers basically buy more, buy faster, and buy more often. So if you actually know who your best buyers are, you know who are better prospects for you, you'll start bringing in customers who will buy more from you, buy more often from you, and buy faster.
All right.
And this is very, very key because it makes every sense and every strategic effort of yours to go out there and figure out who are the best buyers for your business.
Most companies would have a target audience.
Yes, they would have target markets. And having a target market is one thing. But knowing from your target markets who are your best buyers is something completely different. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to look at four steps. There are four steps on how you can actually target better prospects. So I'll take you through these four steps. And for our listeners out there, when they start implementing these four steps, they will start attracting better prospects and better buyers. So they go for their best buyers. And throughout the session, I will actually share as we go along, again, why and how this is very, very important. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the first one. First step. The first step is chunk your market. So that's step one, chunk your market. Now, again, what do I mean by that? By chunk your market, it simply means this. Divide your target market into various chunks. Most businesses will tend to look at just one chunk or two or three chunks. As an example, I was talking to a car salesman, and I asked him, who's your target market? He said, Jeevan, anyone who wants a car. You see, so that's a very generalized statement, and that's how he's viewing his business. And I said, well, let me give you an example of several different groups that are not your target market. People below the age of 18, someone who's just bought a car in the last 6 months, someone who doesn't have a driving license, and so on and so on. So I just kept coming up with all these different categories of and classes of people in that just wasn't his target market. And he thought, well, I never thought of it like that. So when you look at it as an overall generalized target market, your marketing message is also diluted.
So, for example, in this case, the car salesman would say, okay, I'm looking at a target audience of people who are 18, and they're looking at the secondhand car because the father's not willing to pay so
much
for it.
That's one target market. And that's just one target market.
And then you can position your marketing efforts in that direction.
Correct. So that's one chunk.
Okay.
So that would, let's say, let's call that chunk A. Then the second chunk would be young executives. And they're in early business. So that means they've just started their careers. Another one could be alpha executives. These are guys who are very driven, very successful. They want very different cars. And again, see, if you look at this, these are all different chunks. So when you mark to an alpha executive versus a young executive, you're completely different messages. Because affordability comes up, class of car, type of car, speed, all these issues actually come up. Another example I can give you is, let's say you're an ad agency. Now, if you're an ad agency, of course, you're targeting corporates. But again, to say that I'm an agency, my target market is corporates, is very generalized. So within corporates, I would ask this question, all right, what types of corporates would make a useful chunk to you? So maybe pharmaceuticals, maybe retail, corporates that have a lot of retail business, maybe corporates that are in the food industry. You see, so these chunks of target market starts is the first step in targeting better prospects. So the first step in targeting bad prospects is ensuring that you have thought about it and now you've broken it into various chunks. And it doesn't matter how many chunks you've broken it into as long as that chunk is a class of prospects. So for people who are business to consumer, they would look at the chunks of individuals, the type of people. Whereas business to business would look at chunks of industries or the various types of companies out there. So that's step one. Step two. Now, step two is an interesting one. It's step two, I call it Jeevan's golden question. So what's Jeevan's golden question? Once you know your chunk, you've got to ask Jeevan's golden question. And here's the golden question. Where do I find them in the highest concentration? This is such a powerful question.
Okay. What does it mean, and what's an example of the highest concentration? Okay.
Well, now that you've identified your chunk, so I'm assuming once they've done step one, they've identified their chunk, and let's pick a chunk. Let's say one of the chunks that you want to sell to are lawyers. You want to sell to lawyers. So using my golden question, where do I find them in the highest concentration? Where would you find lawyers in the highest concentration?
Okay. These are tricky. The Bar Council, of course.
The Bar Council. The Bar Council would be an example. Law functions, law seminars and events, all sorts of things. That's where you'd find lawyers in the highest concentration. Mm. Let's take business owners. This is an interesting one because often someone comes and tells me, okay, look, my chunk is a business owner. All right, where would you find business owners in the highest concentrations? A company secretary. Secretaries and auditors, they've got a whole bunch of business owners in their entire database. Printers. Printers are always selling to business owners and so on. Let's look at B2C. Let's look at if your target market or your chunk was parents. Now, where would you find parents in the highest concentration? Schools, PTAs, parent teacher associations. And that is it. This is a very critical part because the first step is chunking your market. Second step is thinking, getting your thinking faculty, your thinking process geared down the road of highest concentration. Why? The answer is because of leverage. See, leverage is everything. That's the answer, leverage. And when you sell to the highest concentration, your chances of a hit is extremely high. Chances of multiple hits is even higher. So if you were to imagine if you did a joint workshop with the Bar Council for the lawyers. I mean, your chance of being in front of your audience where all the fish are, that's fantastic. I mean, let's use the analogy of a fisherman. If a fisherman is going to fish, one of the most important things he can do is find out where the fish are. First and foremost, which areas of the river or which areas of the sea have got higher concentrations of fish. And second, of course, bigger fish.
So you fish critical. Where the big fish are.
That's right, fish where the big fish are. Or in some people's case, fish where the fish are. And that's it. Then that's quite critical because you can't do this. You can't do step two until you've done step one. So step one is critical. So you've done step one now. You've chunked your market into, let's say, 27 chunks. Then for each of the chunks, you ask my golden question. Where do I find them in the highest concentration?
And of course, you know, we could also ask where the highest concentration of politicians. I'm speaking to Action Coach Jeevan Sahadevan in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to BFM 89.9. We're finding out how to target better prospects, and I'm speaking to Action Coach Jeevan Sahadevan. So, what is step three?
Okay, so just to recap, targeting better prospects, or in my Jeevan speak, fish where the big fish are. The first step is chunk your market. Second step is Jeevan's golden question. Where do I find them in the highest concentration? Third step, ideal client. Third step's an important one. Who is your ideal client, or what is your ideal client? Here's a challenge with a lot of businesses. They don't actually know what their ideal client actually looks like. So if someone comes up to me and says, Jeevan, you know what? I wish I could attract more of my ideal type of clients. And I'd ask this question. Tell me, what does it look like? How does an ideal client look like? Tell me about their buying patterns. Tell me about their method of payment. Tell me about the industry, the frequency of purchase. Or how are they good paymasters, bad paymasters? Do they pay on time? So this is very, very important to do. You've got to figure out exactly what is your ideal client. And it can be very simple things that you put together. For example, they pay on time. Ideal clients to us is they always pay on time in less than 7 days or on the spot. That's an ideal client. Or an ideal client can be someone from these sectors. They come in from these different industries or these different sectors. Or an ideal client could be, in some cases, they've got these all-women gyms. So women is an ideal client for them. And ideal client could also be buying patterns. They buy certain types of products or services. That also could be ideal client, but it's worth the work and the effort. And this is actually a very critical step. because there's no point targeting better prospects if you don't even know what the best prospects look like.
Okay, so by identifying, you know what they look like, you want them to pay on time. How does it help with getting them? So step four.
That's step three. But here's the fastest way to do that, so that you have a grasp of your ideal client. Here's a very simple and fast way. Using the Pareto principle, you'll often find, and business owners will often find this, that they would find that about 80% of all their business would come from 20% of their clients. So rather than just sit there and randomly come up with a couple of criteria for an ideal client, go to your data, study your data and see, all right, look, where is 80% of all my business coming from? And when they found that 20% of clients that gives you 80% of your business, guess what? Ideal client staring you right in the face.
And focus your efforts
to
please them.
Correct. Those are your big fish. And fish where those big fish are. And see, having done step one and two, you now also know the chunks of market these people belong into and also where you can find them in the highest concentrations. And at this stage, you're getting very clear. You know, my goodness, these are my best clients. And like I was talking to a consultant who serviced all kinds of businesses. And interestingly enough, he found professional services were actually his best clients. And he never thought of that. He thought retail businesses would be his best clients. Never realized that. But the data showed that. You see, so the data will always tell you everything. I mean, and the longer you've been in business, the easier this is actually.
So what about people who've just started their business and they don't
have... Well, if they just started, have a look at your competition. Take a look at what, in your field, in your business, your nature of business, what tend to be the ideal clients out there. You see, take a look. Competition can give you some good information. So having a look at that, that'll help you. And then, of course, you'd have to do some estimates and you'd have to test, you'd have to measure because you're new.
Okay.
You would be spending a lot of time exploring.
And so from the exploration and as your database grows, then you can actually just build an
app
on top of that.
And I tell people this. I mean, your database is everything. Your customers are everything. You have to be very clear who they are, what they are, how they are. I mean, what kind of industry is this? You've got to be very, very clear. You've got to have a very good... Your fingers have to be on the pulse of the customer. You have to really know that. So that's step three. Now, step four is a simple one. So now that you've done steps one, two, and three, you can now do step four, which is your dream 100. So step four is this. Now that you know who all your ideal clients are, you know where they are in the highest concentration, you know the chunk of market they belong to, now start to list down who would be your top 100 dream clients.
Dream 100.
If you're a retail business, as an example, it would be individuals would be dream clients to you. If you're a B2B, then it would be the different companies out there. Now, this is where you get very specific. You see, you have to be very clear who are these better prospects to you. So it's now, see, here's the challenge. Now, we're targeting better prospects, but who are they? Who are these better? Is it Petronas? Is it MAS, Singapore Airlines? I mean, who are these better prospects? Now you start to list them. And this is where it gets very interesting, is because now you're going to use a part of your brain called your reticular activating system to help you get it, your RAS. And here's what it is. See, all of us, we've got this part of our brain called your reticular activating system, or we call it RAS for short. Your RAS helps you find whatever you focus on. And as long as you're focusing on something, good or bad, your RAS will help you find it. So if you don't know specifically who your dream 100 clients are, you're not going to find them. But if you focus on them and you've listed them down and the whole entire team, the entire company knows, guess what's happening? It's becoming very clear. So once you've got your dream 100, then you start becoming very, very proactive. Every time you see one of these companies in the media, send a letter to the CEO. Tell them, say, hey, look, congratulations. I heard you guys just won the Golden Bull Award or something like that. You write to the CEO or you invite them for functions or you go to their functions and you always get along with your Dream 100 clients.
So obviously, and Action Coach Jeevansar Devan has your Dream 100 as well.
Yeah, we've got all our Dream 100 right smack there on the wall.
Okay.
And that's quite critical because, you see, we need to know. See, I know exactly who's on my Dream 100 list and I'm very clear who that is and we pursue these clients. And it's very important because once you have that, you start creating a process and you find your Dream 100 is not something you randomly picked out of a hat. It's not something you say, you know, it would be nice to have Petronas as a client. No, that's not what you say. You got to look at the data again. If you've done steps 1, 2, and 3, you can do step 4. Unfortunately, people like to jump to step 4 before doing 1, 2, and 3. Then what you would have is a fictitious list.
So even step 1, 2, 3, and you'll find out that maybe Petronas isn't the client.
Correct. And that's interesting because, you see, why work so hard when the data shows you that these are better clients for you and these are not? So go for exactly what you find are the best ones. And here's the thing. You see, once you've got your Dream 100, start to create a process of marketing, selling, and follow-up for the Dream 100. And it's amazing because you start to see, if for example, if you're a retail outlet, part of your dream 100 could be a celebrity. You could be saying, okay, look, I want these three celebrities into my as clients because they absolutely love these products. And if I got them as my clients, you can get a whole lot of leverage out of having a celebrity as your client.
Then you start stalking them.
I wouldn't recommend that. But however, I mean, most of celebrities, as an example, let's look at how you'd market to the celebrity. As an example, most of the celebrities would have a Facebook. So following step four would be getting in touch with them, getting on their Facebook, getting on their list, following their Twitters, and things like that. You see, that's quite critical. Now, if your Dream 100, you're a B2B, and your Dream 100 is a corporation, let's say one of your Dream 100 could be, say, MAS. Now, find out what MAS is doing. I mean, get involved in what MAS does and follow up. And this is very key because every business needs to have this. And these are the clients that can bring in huge amounts of money. Because remember this, as I always say this, best buyers, whether prospects or clients, buy more, buy faster, and buy more often.
Would you say that targeting better prospects is key before even doing any other sort of marketing?
Let me put it this way. It is everything. Everything. Let me give you an example. Let's say, you could be absolutely useless in everything else in business, but fantastic in targeting better prospects, and you would still make lots and lots of money. Let me give you an example. Let's say you were doing an advertisement and you sell motorcycles. You sell Harley Davidsons. And you write a really bad ad and put a really bad offer and you put this advertisement in a motorcycle magazine. You might still get some sales. However bad your English was all broken and everything. But however bad it was, you'd still get some sales. But let's say now you write a first-class ad and a first-class offer, everything about it, you got all the best information in the ad, and you put it in a women's cooking magazine. Nothing you do is going to give you a sale, unless, someone in there really likes it. But it's a very different market, and it's not going to help you. See, this is the thing that when it comes down to target market and targeting better prospects, that businesses need to understand, it is everything.
And it's amazing sometimes when you put it down very clearly in a magazine context, it's very clear, but when it comes to
the business
side of things, it gets blurred.
Because you know why? Human perception comes in. People have egos. And ego gets right smack into the way, thinking, I'm such a great company, I could attract those clients. Well, yeah, you could. But, again, why work so hard when your data is showing you otherwise? Why work so hard?
All right. And how does someone get started on all this?
Very, very simple. I mean, the first step before you can even do anything is really step one, chunk your market. So the first thing they should do is go home, get the team together, say, all right, team, let's all sit down and let's now list every single target market that we deal with and then that we want to deal with. And start looking at the various chunks out there. And get very specific. Don't say something as general as, well, I target small and medium-sized businesses. No, say something specific like travel agencies, manufacturers, hospitals, grocery shops. Be specific like that.
And if you say grocery shops, in which area?
That comes the next step. Yeah, that would be the next step. So the first step is just to identify. And once you're doing all that, then you start saying, like, in which area would be question two, which is highest concentration.
Right.
And highest concentration, again, you got to get very clear because why work so hard? Why not go to the highest concentration? If I want to sell a business, I do a lot of work with chambers of commerce, associations, company secretaries, accountants, because it's just highest concentration. You see, if I was to hold a seminar, if I go to a company secretary and I'd say this, and I often do this, I say, look, let me hold a seminar for all your clients and I teach them how to grow their business and how to do better. And should they want to become my client, great. Should they not, great. And I'd do that and we'd get clients and go where the highest concentration are. And as an example, there was an exhibition called the Entrepreneurs Exhibition in Mid Valley Mega Mall. And I made sure that we had a booth. That my coaches were out there, we secured fantastic amount of business from that. Whilst other people were saying that the expo was whatever it was, we secured great business out of that. It was a great expo.
And you knew that was where the...
It was an entrepreneur's expo, exactly where we should be. So the minute we found out, we were the first ones in. Because that's key. So this is what I mean. You see, you have to be very, very clear where your highest concentration is and who are these markets you want to target and who your dream clients and, of course, your ideal client as well. We know what kind of people or businesses fit into our business. Like for us, for example, since we are business coaches, we don't often look at the size of the company, but we look at the attitude of the business owner. Because a person could have a big company and lots of money to come and engage us and to work with us, but if they've got the wrong attitude, we can't coach them into success. So attitude is one of the things that goes into our ideal client.
All right. I've been speaking to Action Coach Jeevan Sahadevan in our Aiming for Alpha segment on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.